This podcast has at least 100 laughs in it. Golden Circle produces more than 100 products like yummy fruit juices, sparkling juice and cordial. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.
Golden Circle. Golden Circle. Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. Ba-dum, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Yeah, it is for your Thursday afternoon. And guys, it's not just any Thursday afternoon.
Oh, my
today.
God.
Oh, are we talking
new car?
New car day.
New Mazda. Oh. We are giving away worth 30 grand today in Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Yeah, it is not too late to register. You just need to download the Hit app, sign up, and then stay listening, and we could be calling you.
It's so easy. Like, you literally just get given a parcel number, and then we call you and give you a car. Yes. I mean, not all of you, but the
that
one that we
would be a lot of cars.
That'd be like Oprah.
Yeah, you get a car.
What else we got coming up on the show?
So much. But if you want to know what it is, you'll have to stick around.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday arvo. We're doing it all thanks to Golden Circle. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle.
Nothing says summer like a bit of Golden Circle, because so
spread
fresh.
The love around and just take one of every juice, and that way you'll please everyone. Bit of orange, a bit of pear, apple, raspberry, even a breakfast juice, you know, in the afternoon's nice. Oh.
Could you even make a little concoction?
Oh, a little cocktail.
That sounds pretty good. Hey, Bickers, 10 grand to give away later in the show, hopefully, but right now let's do this.
Tommy's Cat Chat, Tommy's Cat Chat, there are pussies he'd like to pat. He likes to stroke their whiskers and also feed them biscuits. Now it's time to start Tommy's Cat Chat.
Yep, it is arrived by popular demand. Tommy's Cat Chat.
I can't believe it's taken 4 years for you to do pussy chat.
Yes, imagine how long it's taken Jesse. And first story I've got for you, because a burglar, a would-be burglar, has gone to rob a house. This is over in Nottingham in the UK. And guess who the burglar came face to face with?
Well, I'm guessing because we're doing cat chat, it was a cat. I had to do my own sound effects then.
Jesse, what happened there?
I played one.
There,
That was Bickers again. Yeah, that was Bickers again. Okay, I'll shut my eyes and you decide who's going to, and I have to guess whether it's sound effect or bit more.
Okay.
that was definitely a sound effect.
Okay, yeah. Go again. Should we try again? Try again.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, please tell me that was you. Was that you?
I just put the mic on my butt. That sounded like a fart.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
So what happened then when he came face to face with the cat?
Oh, I triggered an alarm.
Oh, yeah. And then he got caught.
And then he got caught.
The cat burglar.
Cat saves the day.
What's a cat burglar?
Yeah, someone who robs quietly.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that what why they call them cat burglars?
I assume
they
because they sneak around like a cat.
Right.
You're right. The cat burglar came face to face with its cat. Namesake. Is that you?
No.
Oh.
That one was very angry.
Hey, over to another house where...
to
another house. Entirely different cat, guys. Because this is cat chat where you get more than one cat involved.
Yeah.
So this is another house. And what these cat owners managed to do with their cat is they managed to teach it to turn on the tap.
Oh, my God, I've seen this story.
And plug the sink, right? Why would they do such a thing? Because they're filming it for their socials,
obviously.
Yeah,
they thought it was fun. I mean, it is pretty. If your cat can turn on a tap and work the plug, I'd be putting that on socials,
isn't that great, right? And then the story goes on to say, so one day when they arrived home to find downstairs through their living room ceiling water pouring through, they knew exactly what had happened and they ran upstairs to find the cat doing the exact trick that they had taught them by plugging the sink, turning the tap on, flooding their whole house.
Yeah, she only popped it out for half an hour, and apparently the cat was so happy with itself, it had no remorse, and it was just sitting there tapping her paws away on the water.
Jesse, can you play Carrie the name of the segment again, please?
Why?
Tommy's Cat Chat. Tommy's Cat Chat.
Oh, sorry. I was just getting involved in your cat chat.
I'm trying to bring you stories.
I'm involved in it. Do you want to sit here quietly?
No, Oh, that was her. Oh, gosh. 131060. Have you got any cat tails? Give us a call. Get
careful,
involved.
Though. He's in a feisty mood.
Let's take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon. And if you are just joining us, welcome to
Tommy's Cat Chat. Tommy's Cat Chat. There are pussies he'd like to pat. He likes to stroke their whiskers and also feed them biscuits. Now it's time to start Tommy's Cat Chat.
We were going to call this Feline Murmurs, but we decided the Cat Chat had a bit more ring to it. Because
I'm not taking part. You told me this is your Cat Chat. I'm surprised you're even taking calls.
Why?
Because it's Tommy's Cat Chat. It's not Michaela's Cat Chat.
You're being quite catty.
Yeah. I am. Good. I'm playing my role. Should we talk about that Netflix show that everyone's talking about at the moment, if you're doing Cat Chat?
What's that?
With cats.
I haven't seen that. No.
It's horrific. It's terrifying. It's horrible. And I've been watching it over Chris's shoulder at night, and it means I can't sleep.
You know how you said, should we talk about that?
Yep.
You didn't give me a chance to answer.
No. Well, this is Carrie's Cat Chat right now.
She's angry.
As the name suggests, don't with cats.
Don't with Carrie.
Yeah.
Michaela, g'day.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I feel like I'm backed into a corner at the moment. Welcome to Carrie in one of her fouler moods. Oh, she's not even saying hi. You're not saying hi to Michaela.
I'm saying hi to Michaela.
What's Michaela done to you, mate?
I love that Michaela's here, but you're not very welcoming today, that's all.
What do you mean? Michaela, would you like to have a game of guess whether it's Carrie or the sound effect?
Sure.
Okay. What did you think, Michaela? Was that Carrie or was it? Okay.
Yeah.
That is correct. Well done. Well done. What is your contribution to Cat Chat?
So I don't live anywhere in a civilised town. I'm kind of roughly 80 kilometres out. And one, I'm not a cat person whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I was leaving work one day and travelling out to home on the property that we live on. And I rocked up at home with a cat at the front door, and I randomly was confused. It was a kitten, actually. Randomly confused on where this kitten had come from.
Yeah.
And it wasn't wild because it was so friendly. And so short, found out that it actually travelled home in my motor, in my car, 80 kilometres.
Oh my God. Wow.
Was it hot?
No, it wasn't.
Did your temperature check it?
Well, you'd think being near the motor, it'd be like...
Michaela, did you manage to get it back to its owners?
Well, no, the owner...
I shouldn't have asked any questions. Sorry. Let's continue on with our next fun bit of
Are we going to go to Michael, whose cat purposely tips him over every morning? He says, my cat is a prick. What about Alice? Give us some cat chat.
So my cat, long story short, there was some funny noises coming from under the bed at about midnight. Mm-hmm. And we checked under the bed and a black cat came running out. Our cat is white. And turns out, we found out a couple of weeks later that she had been impregnated.
Oh, so you had a whole lot of kittens.
Oh, sorry. Oh my God. Now it makes sense. Because I was like, how does that make its fur change colour?
No, she had brought someone into the house and they were doing the dirty under the bed. And then, yeah.
You know what they say, once you go black cat.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon.
Last night I was involved in one of the wildest interviews I've ever been involved in on the project.
The McConaissance?
Matthew McConaughey. We're going to chat about this later in the show today. I have so many questions from it, so many questions I wish I could have asked him, even though he was in front of me and I was talking to him.
Yeah.
But it was afterwards, you know, when you sit and start reflecting on the interview and I'm like, I've got so many more questions about your random crazy life.
Yeah.
If you want to know how crazy this interview was, it is the first time I've ever had to ask a guest this.
What part of her makes her like a mermaid?
Wow.
That is in reference to his wife, who he says is a mermaid.
Wow.
Yes.
Am I going to get some more clarity on that a bit later in the show?
I mean, we need to discuss it because I feel like you may be able to offer some insight because that's where a lot of my questions come in.
So that is coming up. Also coming up, we give away a brand spanking new car to one of our listeners who is listening right now. But up next, because we try and give away 10 grand.
We'll do it after this. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday arvo.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, yesterday we gave away 10 grand.
Such a thrill.
Okay. It's not bad, Madison. We're going good. Madison! Oh, let's do it all again today.
We've got another 10 grand.
Make any night in the perfect one with Dr. Oetker Ristorante. Pizzeria taste. Surprisingly, from your freezer.
Here's a wheel of joy and fun. You want a pizza this? This wheel is really yum. You want a pizza this? There's 10K there for you to win. You want a pizza this? Time to give the wheel a spin. You want a pizza this?
How good is this? Because there was one space for 10 grand on our pizza wheel. But the wonderful folks at Dr. Oetker Ristorante said, you know what? Let's chuck another 10 grand up there. Spencer, seeing
Hello.
As you are the next contestant, you must be rapt about that.
I could eat 10K worth of the Quattro Fromaggi.
Oh, yes.
I have that like three nights a week for dinner.
Oh, great,
oh, Spencer,
man.
They're going to love you. You're the new brand ambassador. Congratulations.
I do it for free already. Why not?
Hey, Spencer, I was going to ask you who you would like to spin for you, me or Carrie, but, bro, just pick Carrie because she spun yesterday and 10 grand came up and I reckon you should go again.
Well, I was going to say, can I have a signed Carrie picture? I never got through on that. But no.
Babe, you can have as many as you want, you know.
You regret that. Awesome. You regret
I've
that.
I've got a stash
you regret
of
that.
Them. Will I?
You're high off the idea of giving away money and now you're just saying anything to Spencer.
I'll use them as wallpaper.
okay, that's weird now. All right, are you ready for me to spin, Spence?
Yeah, go, Carrie, go.
Okay, she's giving a nice big whine up, Spencer. This was what worked yesterday, Spence. Absolute arm on Bickmore. She's got a rocket. Yeah.
Spin.
Okay.
So many great prizes if you don't get the 10 grand too, Spencer.
So why have you lost confidence?
No, I just like to get one of the excited.
That's
for
pretty good again.
Oh.
The 10's coming round.
Do it.
We've gone past it, have we? Oh, Spence, you didn't get the $10,000, but you still got $100 cash.
Oh, winner, chicken dinner.
Spencer, if you could just say that one line one more time, but winner, pizza dinner.
winner, chicken on pizza for dinner?
Yes.
Hey, I'll meet you halfway.
We are going to be spinning again tomorrow as well. Register at carrieandtommy.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because there's been a bit of controversy amongst our team, because yesterday we premiered this segment.
Carrie and Tommy's. What's cooking, good looking? Yummy.
Just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Putting on your best bedroom voice to describe a recipe, the method of completing a recipe, and then you have to guess what it is.
People loved it. Our Instagram was people just laughy face, although laughy face is not what you want when you put on your best bedroom voice.
God,
is
isn't that the ultimate fear, dropping your pants and just pointing and laughing?
But producer Caitlin, we finished the segment and we thought we'd had a cracker of a segment.
Yeah, if you did miss it, here's how it went down.
Do you want me to not look at you? Is it weird when I look at you?
No, I like how you're staring intent
dead in his eyes.
Combine spices in a bowl. Yeah, you'll feel the animal get in there.
That's not what it says. You have to stick to the recipe.
Sorry. Season with salt and pepper and then rub spice mixture all over pork.
Bickmore.
All right.
Then.
She started halfway through the recipe.
Yeah, that's not the first one.
Coming in halfway through.
The bit before says, add the cooked onion mixture to the rest of mince.
That's a weird sexy voice,
that's
mate.
That's a real mood killer. So I thought it went off without a hitch.
I feel like it's unfair you didn't get to hear my sexy voice. I did all right.
Go for it.
I don't have a recipe in front of me.
Hang on. No, you've got to look one up because then I've got to guess what it is.
Anyway, that wasn't the issue.
We thought we'd had fun.
We had great fun. And our callers were great.
They were great.
So funny.
And then once we went to a song, one of our producers, the funnest one, of course, known for riding a jet ski and submitting that photo as part of her resume to show she's fun, Caitlin, she really got into our ear. What was the issue, Caitlin?
Hands up in the air. I was so annoyed because you didn't get to my favourite caller.
Who was your favourite caller?
So Debbie, she answered the phone and she answered the phone very sexily. And
give us that. Like, how did that sound?
She was like, "Hey, Caitlin." And I was like, "Oh, my God."
She answered the phone, "Hey, Caitlin."
Yeah. She's a big fan of the show. She loves me.
That also means you called her. Have we gotten to the point where we're giving out our station number? 131060. Don't worry. We'll call you. So she answered sexy.
Yeah, so she answered very sexily and I was like, "Oh, my God, this is amazing." And so I was like, "I'm going to pop you on. Don't you worry. We'll get you on air." And then because of all the other callers that were great also, we went out a bit early and we missed Debbie. And so I was like, "Guys, what the hell?"
Well, to make amends, we decided to get Debbie back. G'day, Deb.
Hello.
This is great.
Oh, she says hi, Caitlin. Doesn't even say hi, Carrie and Tommy.
Hi, Carrie and Tommy.
Debbie, have you got a recipe there in front of you?
I do.
Firstly, before we get to the recipe, actually, Debbie, maybe could you just tell us, what have you been up to today?
Just lounging around, you know, in my negligee at home.
I haven't heard the word negligee in so long.
Also, it's actually not meant to be a 1-800 call.
Okay, I'll put my wallet away. Deb, sorry, to the recipe, please.
Turn the dough onto a lightly floured surface and knead until smooth. Roll out the dough between two sheets of baking paper until 5 millimetres thick. Cover with plastic wrap. Place in the fridge for 30 minutes. Use a 7.5 centimetre tree-shaped cutter to cut the
Debbie, Debbie, is this Christmas tree shortbread?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How do you know that?
Because she said, get the tree-shaped cutter.
Oh, did she? I thought she said... I was going to say bow buns.
Carrie Bigmore
and Tommy Little.
Yeah, it is. And, guys, we are not far away from giving away a brand-new Mazda 3 G20 Pure.
Wow.
If you're listening now, we're talking about Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Go download the HIT app and register. There is still
could be calling you.
Yep.
Right now, though, we need to talk about Matthew McConaughey.
The McConaissance.
I interviewed him for the project last night. And, you know, most of the time you interview celebrities, they don't want to talk about their personal life. And it's quite hard to interview them because that's what you want to know about.
Yes.
But you get nervous asking because you know they're not going to want to answer. And then they kind of give you a roundabout answer but never really tell you anything.
Yeah. You often get a list of all the things you want to ask them and you're told you can't.
Can't ask them.
Yes.
Yes, and it's very frustrating.
So how was McConaissance?
Oh, my God, the complete opposite. So he's got a memoir out. He's turned 50 and for 30 years he's been keeping diaries. And so he has been wanting to write a memoir. His wife said, gather up all those diaries you've written, go out to the bush somewhere. Wouldn't have been bush, it would have been desert where over there. And don't come back till you've got a book.
Wow.
And so
that's tough.
He went out and he did just that. And he said he wrote and wrote and wrote. And he did this interview and I thought he might give us one or two anecdotes from the book. We chatted for 20 to 25 minutes and he just told me his life story. And his life story is wild.
Yeah.
It starts with him talking about his parents' relationship, which was incredibly intense, at times very physically violent, at times incredibly loving. Here's him talking about that.
You talk a lot about your parents' marriage in the book, or marriages, I should say, so they got divorced and married multiple times to each other. What was so unique about their relationship?
Well, they were divorced twice and married three times. And that's sort of a good sort of poster for what their relationship was like.
The way they communicated was oftentimes violent. I have a picture of my mother's middle finger in there that's broken four times, and she'd be the first one to tell you, still to this day at 88 years old, that's what I needed to communicate. And if your dad would have reacted, I'd still be banging him in the forehead with my middle finger. None of that could ever puncture the bubble of love that they had.
I mean, wow. It's so much to talk to someone, to hear them talk about that that was their upbringing. And I was talking to him about what is he now in his relationship with his wife, how much of that is like, I don't want to borrow that. But he just didn't talk about it in a way where he I think he feels like the way they were still has left a mark on him in a positive way. It was very interesting. And he said that he obviously doesn't discipline his kids the same way that his parents disciplined him, which I'm guessing was quite violent, but that him and his wife have this honesty, this whole, you know, never go to bed on an argument, you know, never leave anything unsaid. Anyway, he went on to talk about how at times that intense bubble of love that his parents had would mean they would do things in front of their children.
You talk about them making love on the kitchen floor in front of you guys. I mean, that's a lot to imagine, especially for you as a child.
I wasn't imagining it. I was seeing it. You were not allowed to go to bed in our family holding a grudge against anyone in the family. We're going to sit right here until we can all cry it out, hug it out, and say I love you and walk away, no matter how long that took.
Wow. It sounds it. But, yep. You're right. Sounds a lot.
You're like your worst nightmare, having to sit up all night and talk.
Sit up all night and talk, and then the end result is someone in your family going at it. Oh God.
I know, but imagine that as a child.
I know.
I just can't even imagine that. Even now, imagining my kids watching, it just was so dysfunctional. It was crazy. And then his parents enjoyed doing the do so much that ended up being how his father died.
That intense love, I mean, for your dad, is it true that's how he passed away while doing
making
the do?
Making love my mother, his wife. He called his shot. He used to tell it me and Pat and Rooster, his three sons, boys, when I go, I'm going to be making love to your mother. And damn if he didn't pull it off. 6:30 one Monday morning, woke up frisky. He and mom made love. And as he climaxed, he had a heart fibrillation. His heart could no longer pump enough blood to his body, and he died on top of it.
Wow.
Outrageous.
What a way to go.
Or he went on to say, you know, that would be, isn't that the perfect way?
And not for your partner.
Well, then he was like, you wouldn't want to be with a mistress, though. That would really stuff things up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, good point. But I stupidly said to him, I think that's more common than you think, you know, passing away while doing the do. And he said, is it? And then I realised I had nothing to back that up.
You want to go to phones on this?
I do want to go to phones on this. Yeah. I want to play you one more little bit, though.
Yeah, sure, sure.
This was the most bizarre part of the interview. It's me talking to Matthew McConaughey about how he thinks his wife is a mermaid.
Do you genuinely believe your wife is a mermaid, or are you being poetic there?
Oh, look, there's half poetic license there. But who am I to say?
What do you mean, who are you to say?
Not for me to say.
What part of her makes her like a mermaid? I'm being too literal for you, aren't I?
No. Maybe you're not being literal enough. I don't know. No, she's a... that's between her and I.
What was that? Was that him?
That was like a hand smashing together.
Oh.
What does he mean?
I don't know. If you are going to be a mermaid, which half do you want fish?
the top half.
So then you can walk around.
You've still got lips to kiss with, and then you walk around.
Yes, because it's terribly inconvenient. So
you either have the tail or the top. Mm. Yeah, and so I'm saying you'd want the top. Is that what you mean, Tommy?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Sonda, producer Sonda has a question.
Well, why can't you can talk, mate?
You're saying you'd want the top half to be a fish.
Why are you talking into a microphone that's not on?
Yes, I would. I'd prefer that.
You want to make out with a fish?
Well, I'd like to still then have my legs and be a fish top rather than be a fish bottom and have a head.
That is the wrong choice.
Why? Because but then you can't walk. I've you're flapping around.
You. I've never seen you more angry.
I'm just so passionate about this. If you get rid of you've got no head, like as in you've got no face, you're kissing an
big
animal.
Lips and eyes. You lips and eyes.
Why can't you have a mermaid tail and flip around in the water?
Yeah,
but then I can't be on land.
It's also the worst of both
you
worlds.
You can be on land. We'd just pop you on a scooter or something. A mobility scooter. You're absolutely fine. Yeah. You don't want a fish head.
No, I don't want a fish head.
You get the brain
apparently
of a fish and you can't swim like one. So it's the worst of both.
I wasn't thinking about the internals. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And that would also mean you'd have gills, so you'd have to be in the water the whole time. So you'd have to
have you'd see be a the downsides
just
now.
You'd just be a fish with legs.
Anyway, the point is I have no idea what he means by
actually by just his a furman.
Wife being a mermaid. And yes, so there was so much in that interview that I was confused about. But so many things that I thought I think of all the things he said happened in his life, for most people, not even one of those things would have happened. Not even once would you have seen your parents doing the do. Not even once would your parents have been his parents were married and divorced to each other three times, yes, right? Like, who here is married to a mermaid, do you know?
Yes.
Call us. Or 13 1060, are you any of those things?
Or do you know someone that's died doing the do?
Yep.
Are we
would
going
you prefer
all of
top
these
or bottom fish head or fish tail?
Oh, my gosh, I thought you were going to say when the person died on you.
I have so many questions about so many things. Help us. 13 1060, we'll do any of those things relate to you?
Cool, about anything.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy, right around the country for your Thursday afternoon. And guys, we are so close to giving away a brand new Mazda 3 G20 Pure.
Sweaty.
If you have registered, you downloaded the station at your HIT app and registered for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail, make sure you keep your phone on you.
But right now,
I think the other reason I'm sweaty is because I'm reliving the interview I did with Matthew McConaughey last night, in which he spoke about how he thinks his partner's a mermaid. He spoke about how his dad died doing the do with his mum. He talked about how he had to watch his parents have. Yeah, it went on and on. These parents have been married and divorced to each other like three times. It was just hectic. It was hectic. And I was keen to know, has anyone else experienced any of those things, let alone five of those things in the one life?
And what
you know
if we found out?
We found out that not many people have, because not a lot of people have called. Charlotte has called in, though.
There could be mermaids because maybe they've gone with your way and they've got the top half is the fish.
So they can't talk. So they're just like.
No, they can't use the phone. Yeah.
Oh.
They're flapping away.
Nah,
at their
just
mobile.
Siri. Siri. Siri called HIT, you know.
I'll try doing that with a fish head. How they bought the phone in the first place.
Apparently, producer Belle was saying there is a book called The Pisces. And in it, the guy has fish bottom half, but he still has bits, and is male bits.
Because that's what that is. Is there someone trying to hook up with that fish?
Yes, a girl has sex with that fish.
Yeah, it's what happened in that movie, that Oscar-winning movie as well, remember?
Underwater,
the whole movie was
the one, the thing.
Yeah,
yes, what was that movie? It was so weird and they were floating through the water.
Yeah, that's how easy it is for guys. You can be a half a fish.
Should we go to Claire first? Is Claire there? Claire, are you there?
I am. Hello.
I'm not sure which of the things you're calling about. What are you calling
options,
about?
Claire.
I've actually had two experiences of gentlemen doing the do with potentially people that they should not have been and have subsequently passed away.
Oh, they've been having affairs and then passed away while they've been.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I used to work in an office and there was a gentleman's establishment, shall we say, next door. And he was wheeled out and subsequently a couple of days later we found out he'd actually passed away when someone that he probably should have been seeing came and knocked on the door.
Wow.
I also used to work in hotels, and I had a guest, again, probably partaking with someone that they shouldn't have been, and subsequently left.
It's a real giveaway when they try and book the hotel by the hour, isn't it? Claire, just before we let you go, if you had to be a mermaid, which half are you taking? Are you going half fish head or fish tail?
I'm a logistics kind of person, so I probably would go the fish tail.
But if you're a logistics person, wouldn't you want to walk around?
that you can scoot around. You can be in a wheelchair.
Mm. Mm.
That is true.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're turning me.
Well, let's focus on the mermaid chat.
Into a mermaid. Chris, what are you calling about?
No, I reckon you could live a productive life if you're a mermaid. Don't mermaids, like, they swap back over, like, when it's night and morning? So, like,
oh.
You're going to be in the water and the, like certain time, like, and then you sleep to go during the day?
Yeah, I don't know.
So hold on, you mermaid during the day or mermaid at night?
Well, I think they're only registered mermaid.
There's a movie out there where you turn into a mermaid at night.
I think there's that documentary he's talking about, The Little Mermaid.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And yesterday, guys, we gave away $5,000.
Damn.
But today I'm so excited. Oh my God,
this feeling's just begun. Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Cause I got...
We are giving away a car.
Hells yeah, we are. A brand spanking new Mazda 3 G20 Pure. Oh, Bickers.
This could be you. If you've gone onto the Hit app and registered for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail, you would have been given a parcel number, and just every day we are calling one parcel number and just giving away stuff. It's not too late to get involved with this, so head there now if you haven't. It's too late right this second, though, to win the car.
Yes.
Because we now have our parcel number in hand.
The winning parcel number for the brand spanking new car is 8730. Jesse, can you punch in the phone number?
We are dialing.
Hello?
Hi, is that Chloe?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Chloe, it's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty great.
Hey, Chloe, are you registered for our You've Got Mail, yeah?
Yeah, I did.
And you said that you would love a bit of help with some free fuel for a year?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. Free fuel would be great, right? Because what's that? Free fuel for a whole year.
It's
easy,
like
kind
four
of four
grand.
Or 5 grand. That'd be pretty great to get, wouldn't it, Chloe?
Oh, that would be amazing. Actually, our car has broken down twice this year, so I'm actually driving my nan's car at the moment, so... like, you know, just to take that weight off, the fuel section at least, I could put some money aside for the car, you know.
Because maybe we should think about this then.
Chloe, unfortunately, today we can't give you free fuel.
Sorry, Chloe.
That's all right. Thanks anyway, though.
It's okay.
But we can give you a new car. You've just won a Mazda 3 G20 Pure.
Oh, my God. I feel like this is a joke. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you so much. I'm shaking.
Have you got a colour preference?
I'm not fuzzy. I mean, someone just giving me a car. Like, honestly, I can't even deal right now.
Oh, Chloe, it's been an absolute shocker of a year, hasn't it?
It's been one of those years, I think. Like... I can't even talk. Thank you so much.
You can give your grandma back a car?
Oh, my God, I can't wait. I mean, in the nicest way, but...
Yeah, you don't want Nan's car anymore. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. No, you want your own, Chloe.
Oh, my God, I've literally had to switch the car seats out, like, 3 times between cars this year and, like... Yeah, it's just been so much.
You got a brand new Mazda.
A Mazda, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Chloe, tell us a bit about yourself. Have you got family? You got kids, obviously?
Yeah, we've got 3 children under 4.
Wow.
And, oh my God.
Yeah, and we do a lot of running and things like that. My middle child, he's actually with the NDIS, and we've got like a lot of appointments we run to for him, like the OT and speech and things like that. So we live in the car pretty much. Like, we're always in the car. So it's like, honestly, amazing. Like, I just couldn't come at a better time.
Well, now you're living in a brand spanking new car. Enjoy it, Chloe.
I've never had a new car. This is absolutely amazing. Like, thank you so much.
Oh, so wrapped for you, Chloe. Enjoy every bit of it, okay? Put the windows down, crank up some music and enjoy your afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
But guys, that is not it. We're still giving away so much more stuff. All you got to do is download the Hit app, register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail, and you could be winning heaps more prizes. And if you want to know what we're giving away tomorrow, make sure you're listening to Brekkie.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon.
Australia Post has announced their partnership with Beyond Blue to help connect more Australians to mental health support. Because when we connect, we feel better.
We can dig it high.
Out of the day for mental health. Carrie and Tommy's mental health moments.
Can't love me unless you love your tool. Love your tool.
Oh yeah, Ash London joins us. G'day, Lundo.
What great singing I just heard over Sears together. That was beautiful, guys. Thank you.
We only pull out the best for you. Lundo, what have you got for us for a mental health tip this week?
Well, this one I'm kind of was inspired by Carrie on Instagram because sometimes, right, we get into a bit of a funk, right? You wake up, you feel crappy and you just can't really shake it. You do all the normal things but you can't shake your funk. And I was in a bit of a funk this week, and one thing that I love about Carrie's Instagram is the amazing meals that Ollie and Carrie cook. And I saw a meal and I was like, this is something that always makes me feel better, trying a new recipe, because it's like you're doing something new and you're achieving it. And there's no better feeling, I know you'll agree with this, Carrie, than cooking a meal for people that you love. And then they all eat it and you just feel
absolutely
good.
And cooking for me, the process of cooking it, even with Ollie, even if it doesn't turn out perfectly, is also so cathartic.
Totally. Some of my best memories of when I was younger was cooking with my mum. And then, you know, when I moved out, she'd never really taught me the recipes, but I knew them because they would just come second nature. So it is so calming. Now, Tommy, are you a cook? Are you one of those people that finds cooking relaxing or not so much?
No. And as you were saying, trying a new recipe is good. I'm like, that's my worst nightmare, Lando.
It stresses you out.
Yeah, stresses me out. I end up having to buy all the things. So it costs me like $150 because you need to buy every herb that goes in it.
Okay, well, you need to work up your herb cupboard. Yeah. Like, that's the only thing. But I challenge you to choose an easy recipe that's not going to stress you out too much. Set yourself the challenge, and I promise it's just the best feeling when you start something from scratch, you make it, and then it's there and you eat it. If you want to take a photo and put it on the gram so other people can congratulate you, do it. But it's,
I mean, that's the only reason I do it.
Well, it worked. It worked. You inspired me, babe.
Do you know what? I cooked this Greek pita thing and Ollie cooked sausage rolls. You know what was the most delicious out of both those things? The sausage rolls. I forgot how good a sausage roll is. It had grated apple in it. It had grated onion. It was a mix of pork mince and lamb mince. And the pastry was like, oh, my God. It was just the most amazing. Even now my mouth is watering again thinking of it.
Yeah.
You've got to mix the meats.
You can't believe you thought a pita was going to win over.
No, well, it was like a lamb coftery pita thing with like pickled cucumbers and stuff. Yeah, the more I'm saying it out loud, I'm realising the sausage rolls.
I know what it'll get back, the word pickling.
Thanks, Ash.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is AFL Grand Final weekend, Bickers, and one of your mates, Dan from Cub Sport, is here. G'day, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Mate, I'm fine, but I think Carrie's a bit nervous because do you remember last time you were on? Do you remember you guys saw each other on the plane?
We sat next to each other. We didn't know each other.
Who you thought Carrie was?
Oh, I've completely forgotten now. Who did I think she was? I can't remember now.
Yeah, we have it here. He's the drummer of Cub Sport.
He's the drummer.
He joins us now. Here's Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Carrie. You didn't do your Gold Logie winning Carrie Bickmore
To be fair, you had no idea who I was, did you?
Do you know who I honestly thought you were?
Who?
I thought you were Samantha Stein, as in Jim Stein, the football player's wife.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Because you were talking about your charity and...
Oh, God.
We talked about football.
Let's move on from the fact that I obviously bored you about my charity for a lot of the flight. You said we talked about football, Dan. Could you ever have imagined that you would be playing at the AFL Grand Final at the Gabba?
No, never. I actually said that to someone this morning when we were there. I said, never did I think playing in a band would take me to the AFL Grand Final at the Gabba. But
There's just so many parts about that that is surprising. Yeah. Like yeah. even just
the grand final at the Gabba.
Yes. Yeah. Who are you playing alongside? What's the lineup for the granny?
So the lineup is Cubsport, Thelma Plum, Electric Field, Busby Maru, DMA, right. Shepherd, Andrew Stockdale from Wolf Mother.
How good.
And the Queensland Symphony Orchestra are here as well. So a bit of something for everybody.
Who's rocking out with the symphony?
Andrew Stockdale from Wolf Mother.
Oh, wow. It's obviously a weird year because of COVID. What have they told you about the whole thing, how it's going to go down? Is there any weird stuff that you've got to do or, you know, ways you've got to operate or stay apart from your band members or any of that stuff?
A 15-page induction for workplace health and safety, yeah. which is really strange to do when you're rocking up to play a show somewhere. And it's like, oh, yeah, just do this 15-page induction.
That's so rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to see you. We hope to long win and all the best, Dan. Thank you, mate.
No worries. Thanks. See you soon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Happy Thursday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Hughie and Ed in here as well. G'day, boys.
Yeah,
boys.
Great to be here. Great to
boys.
Be
here. Boys. Hey. Happy Thursday.
Thank you so much.
Very good.
And to you. Yeah.
What's happening in your world? Mm.
Well, we're going to be performing a medical procedure on our show live today, which is exciting. Oh.
I feel like it's really it's medical procedures are high on the list of
what's that show? I feel like you
got embarrassing bodies.
Yes. Embarrassing bodies.
Well, I took my shirt off and
I feel like that's what you guys have become.
Too much. That's too much
laughter.
Word already filtered back.
What are you doing? What surgery?
We're changing dressing on my skin cancer wound. So,
gross.
Yeah. Forgot to do
that's
it yesterday.
Surgery.
Should have done it yesterday. Screams good radio to me.
No, yeah,
I just
surgery.
Said medical procedure. I didn't say surgery. Mm. This is a post-surgery care. I'm the medical practitioner in this, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, because we're angry at...
Koshy's nipples for knocking... Because Hughie was trending number one in Australia and then Koshy's nipples took him over with the chaser prank.
They are good nipples, though.
That's great. That's a great quiz. All right, the list contains Hughie's back and Koshy's nipples.
Well, we're going.
What is the list?
Yes. Good. Well, we've got a new
embarrassing bodies.
We'll
have to work out what our hashtag's going to be.
Yeah,
we've got a few on the drawing up on the whiteboard.
Sure. It's baby got back.
Baby got back. Look, it's got to have Hughie in it.
Yeah, he wants.
So
Hughie.
Yeah, and it's
something to do with dressing.
Oh, we think.
What about baby got back? Brackets. Hughie is baby. Close brackets.
Too long. You know that.
It's a lot. Is this like a hashtag? You got to do.
So
Hughie undressing or something?
Oh, that's. I don't reckon people are going to click on that.
I would.
Oh, wait. All right.
What about
a laugh?
What about Hughie? What about Hughie? Nude and improved.
Nude and improved.
Wow, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all possible, but we thought maybe Hughie...
I don't get the feeling you're liking any of them, though.
Well, we want it to be more clickbaity.
Like Hughie Holes. Mm. Yeah. Hughie Holes.
Hughie Holes.
Oh. Hughie Holes?
Yeah.
I would prefer to click on the Hughie undressing than Hughie Holes.
What's going on with Carrie today?
What about Hughie turn...
recipe again.
What about Hughie turns holy?
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Oh,
yeah. My wife's name's Holly.
That's good.
So it's,
yes.
You know,
yeah.
Keep her in the mix.
Or find out what cut Hughie deep.
That's in deep. Yeah. Go inside.
There we go. Oh. Go inside, yeah. Hughie. That's nice. Thank you.
That's good.
Lovely. That'll do. We'll get us on the dark web. We'll be trending on the dark web. It's going to be great.
Have a great show, boys.
Thank you.
Don't be sad that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over. Just pour some sunshine and share it around with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.